You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do. God of wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. So glad that you're joining us today. Keep your dial set right there at 89.9. You are listening to WCNO, your good news station in Palm City, Florida, and I am in studio with a happy group of people. Today yes. We have some great news to bring to you and some great guests today. It's going to be a busy day. That happens on Wednesday mornings. But I want to welcome our staff that is here this morning. David Francoeur.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here. I'm exuberant.
Exuberant.
Yes.
Exuberant. That's great. You are. And Karen is with us from the Hidden Places.
Yes, I am. And I'm also exuberant.
You're exuberant too.
Good deal.
How's your program, Hidden Places? How's that going?
Oh, it's going great. You know, I always say from week to week, we never know what the Lord's going to bring forth. And we don't plan anything. We just, each of us just prays before we get to the program. We don't talk to each other. And then we just watch how God unfolds the things that He wants to say.
David, we should mention this, that Karen is getting on a regular basis fan mail.
Yes, I've
yes,
seen it
that's
come
true.
In.
Yeah, fan yes. mail is coming in for Karen, and you get a little, David.
I used
occasionally.
To. Well, I used to.
You used to get some
anymore.
Fan mail.
That's okay.
But the front line's going well.
Front line's going well.
A Monday morning show.
11 o'clock.
We
have a variety of guests, all frontline ministries. But then when you realize every baptized person has a frontline ministry,
there you go.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's really wonderful. And on occasion, people will call in and really get some cool stuff that they have
the
to
program already this week on bullying.
Bullying.
That was a powerful program.
By the way, not teaching how to.
Yeah.
No. But
how not
get
to.
Coming against it because it's very demonic.
Amen. Yes. Big deal.
Touched a lot of lives, that program.
And Karen, your program is on each Friday at?
Yes, every Friday, 11 a.m.
11 a.m. All right, let's pick on our intern because, you know, he's been with us since November now, we know. So should we call him a victim or? Welcome, Brandon.
Thanks for having me here.
Am I giving you too hard of a time this morning? Or
No, not at all.
You've gone through those grilling hours with us individually now, and so have you learned anything?
Well, one thing I can say is that what I've learned is that what all of you do is different, but it definitely is a lot, and it helps get this radio station where it's been today, and it's all important.
Amen.
So have you seen that there is business here, but our real focus is ministry? Have you actually experienced that in some way, and how have you seen that?
Well, how I've seen that is before we go live, I see you guys talk about sponsors, but every time we get in here and even before we get in here, you always focus on you know, spreading the gospel, spreading the good news, and that the center is God. Make sure that God is always the center the goals. Amen. Always the center.
That's good. Amen. That's right. That's good. That's good. All right. Well, we'll pay you later for that. That was. and then I want to welcome David Cantrell.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Great to have you with us. And in just a moment, we're going to do some little bit of mail, and then we're going to get to David Cantrell. And David is with the Grace Place, a great church right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida, Martin County. And you're still on Salerno Road, right?
Yes, sir.
Did they widen the lanes or something down by the church so people can get in a little better? They've been working. I'm not sure what they're doing.
Just a turn lane for Alt Road going south. That was it.
Ah, okay.
That could be in the future for the Grace Place.
Okay.
You never know.
All right. I know they're requiring that of us for our development. They want a long decel lane and, you know, looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars to do some of this stuff, you know, to work with the county. But amen. So David's been with the Grace Place for a long time. You serve in several capacities around the area. You're part of CareNet as well, and so we're blessed to have you with us today. And there's a great men's event that's coming up, so you're gonna want to continue to listen to find out more about that and be a part. And I think there are some free tickets that's going to be available for this event as well, David. So if you have a man in your life or somebody that you know that would be blessed by being strengthened in their faith and walk with God, there are some tickets sponsored, and this morning's going to be the time to make those calls. We'll give you more information. Karen, what do you have from the family?
I have a couple of letters here from some of our listeners.
Coming in from the mail. I used to say mailbag, but we don't have a mailbag anymore. No. Now we just have a mailbox.
That's right. So we have a note here from Diane in Tequesta, one of our amazing supporters.
Oh, she is.
And she said, "Dear WCNO representative, enclosed is my pledge check for January, February, and March. I pray every day that you will reach millions of people for Jesus.
Amen.
I hope you got your new radio tower. Last year, I sent two checks to help with this. God bless." And yes, Diane, your
huge
donation really made huge a
donations.
Huge difference.
And you know what, Karen, on that note, I should say this. Somebody, believe it was last week, told me they had an appointment in Miami. They had a strong signal all the way to their appointment in Miami. And all the way back. They said, you know, the signal's super strong. We now have people driving to Orlando that's telling us that on the turnpike that they have a strong signal almost to Orlando some days. And people traveling west are telling us on 60 that going across the state that our signal is strong and strengthened. So all around Lake Okeechobee, listen, when you give this ministry, you're reaching out to more than 7 million potential listeners, which is huge.
Yeah. Amen.
It's huge.
Amen.
Yeah. What else you have?
We have a note here from Carolyn and Carol, and they said, "Thanks for being there. We love you all and wish you all a very blessed new year."
Mm. Amen. And they give regularly, and that's nice. Dave,
that's
you got something? We'll come back to Karen.
A couple opportunities for people to get involved in county. These
Which
are
county?
Volunteer. Oh, Martin County.
Martin County, okay.
Two board groups. They're not bored. I hope they're not bored.
They're not boring groups, but.
But no, the Animal Care and Control Oversight Board has some vacancies.
Are you telling me things are going to the dogs or what?
That we won't make any catty comments about that.
No catty comments. But there you go.
Anyway,
okay.
I just snaked that one in.
You sly so, fox.
Anyway. It's not even prayer and shared. We're already cracking up in here.
Right. But if you have an interest in this area, you can contact Donna Gordon at 772-288-5756 or email her at dgordon@martin.fl.us. And there's another board. It's now these all boards advise the county commissioners.
Right. Very important to get involved in your community.
Yeah.
These are great opportunities to let your light shine for Christ and mix and have influence in the direction of our county.
Absolutely. So this other one is the Parks and Recreation. It's a committee to inform or to look at the master plan of Parks and Recreation and to feed back to the commission. They'll, of course, there's certain areas they'll want this group to look at. If you want more information, now this is not Donna Gordon. It's Mary Ann, I'm going to say Nice, but it's spelled K-N-E-I-S-S. And you can reach her at 772-463-2810. Or you can email her at mknice, and again, that's N-E-I-S-S, at martin.fl.us.
All right. Excellent. 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 And what a great opportunity. We are reaching into several counties. I know we're in Palm Beach County and many other counties down south and communities. If you have a means by which public announcements are distributed, you might want to get that information to us here at the station, because we would be happy to promote regional opportunities, especially in this regards where the community can get involved in local government. And of course, these are volunteer positions, right, Dave?
Yeah, they're all volunteer.
All volunteer.
Yep.
But, you know, so many times I think we have opinions and maybe positions and maybe criticisms of what's going on in our community. And maybe it's because we're not involved. And,
yes.
You know, let's put some feet to our prayers and become active in our regions and get the love of God out in the marketplace. Karen, what else do you have?
I do have a prayer request that we received online.
Okay.
And this is from Natalie. She said, I found a lump on my left wrist. I sent for an ultrasound. Results in more testing after the baby is born in a few weeks. And she's going to get an MRI to look at it more. Devastated. Haven't been able to focus on the baby that's due soon. Jesus, heal and help me to focus on my beautiful baby girl. So, Father God, we lift up Natalie to you in the name of Jesus. Father, I just speak your peace over her now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that you would, that your peace that passes all understanding would keep her heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And Lord, that Father, that you would heal her, that you would just touch that wrist there, and Father, that this would not be an issue anymore.
Thank you.
Lord, that you would do your work, God, like you've done so many times and in so many lives, Lord.
Yes.
I ask you, God, to touch and heal her now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
but
Lord.
Overall, Lord God, that your peace would be with Natalie. Father, that that she would have that peace in her heart. And know that you have everything under control. And we just speak blessings over her and her baby, her beautiful baby girl that is ready
thank
to
you,
come
Lord.
Into the world.
Amen.
And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us in that moment of prayer. Now we want to welcome David Cantrell. David, welcome. And again, as I said earlier, you're from the Grace Place Church that's right here in Martin County in Stewart area. We want to get phone numbers out, address out, and I think you have some free tickets. But what is coming up? What's getting ready to happen?
We're going to host the Men's or No Regrets Men's Conference that is done every year. From a church in Wisconsin.
Wow.
And what this does is a one-day event that transforms men's lives by empowering them to walk in the loving, trusting obedience of Jesus Christ. To
excellent.
Do what God intended for men to do.
Excellent.
And that's
excellent.
Be the head of the home, the spiritual leader. So that's our goal. And it's on February 3rd. The doors open at 8:30 to 2 p.m. There is a $30 registration fee, which includes lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to say that we have a generous donation that is paying for 15 tickets, 15
wow.
registration fees. So if you call the church, which is at this phone number, 772-287-6388. Again, 772-287-6388. And give our secretaries, tell them what you're calling about, these free tickets, and give them the information required. We'll get you signed up and come join us for that one day, February 3rd, for a day of fulfilling spiritual uplifting and fellowship with other men from the Treasure Coast.
All right. This is awesome, Dave. Give the address of the church. Some people may need that to jot that down just so they have an idea where the church is located.
1550 Southeast Salona Road.
Stuart,
between,
Florida.
Between US 1 and Cantor Highway.
There you go. Salerno Road. Tell us a little bit about the conference. So is this something you've been doing for a few years or been sponsoring? And, you know, I want to just say that the Grace Place has been a church that has, over the years, sown seed into many pastors, many other churches. And I just thank God for the Grace Place. Of course, many years, our dear friend Pastor Rick, that's now with the Lord, just built bridges all over this community to connect the body of Christ. And so this is really to lift up Christ, I know, and this is a regional event, and this is something that it's not a denominational event. This is open to men to come, to be built up in your faith, and a great opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the conference. Is this, have you been doing it a while?
We've done, this is the third time.
Third year.
Yeah,
okay.
Third time, 21 and 22, but 23 we... did sponsor it, but so this year we're doing it again. And what I'm excited about is the speakers that are coming. These are men of God. They're authors. They're pastors. Give you three names real quick: Kenny Luck, Ricky Jenkins, and my favorite, Chip Ingram. And we will. These are the featured speakers that we'll be featuring at the on that day at the Grace Place. And what the whole goal is to get men fired up and let them know that God is still on the throne, and we have a responsibility, and when we carry out that responsibility, things happen. God moves.
That's awesome. So are these guests with you? Are they going to be at the event, or is this video, or how is this?
It's live stream from Oak Brook, Wisconsin.
So this is a live event, so yes. Literally men from all over the world could be a part of this.
Yes, they have spread out this year, and I guess this is the biggest year for churches around the country, around the world, to join
to
this,
link up.
This conference. And yes, it's thousands of men will be impacted by this one day event.
Wow, this is going to be tremendous. Now, for more information, I do see a web page here for No Regrets Conference. Do you want to give that out?
Well, that's the main conference.
Office.
Yes, but if you you can go to that, or you can register online for the Grace Place Conference. It's thegraceplace.com/no regrets. But if you want to know more,
That's probably enough right there.
Yes,
let's give that out again.
Okay, thegraceplace.com/no regrets.
/no regrets. Okay,
and you can go right directly to that and register. But if you want one of the free tickets, again, call 287-6388, area code 772, and tell them what's going on, and they will get you signed up. And like I said, there's 30 free tickets for this conference.
All right, that's excellent. Again, it starts at 9 a.m. This is 1 week from Saturday, right?
Yes,
this is coming right up.
Right.
1 week from Saturday, a men's conference that is a national men's conference.
Yes.
And so this is available right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. What a great opportunity. It starts at 9 a.m. in the morning, runs just to 2 o'clock, but this $30 fee includes lunch.
Yes, sir.
But someone has sponsored some tickets, so put a call in. Put
yes,
a call in right now, or write the number down. Right. The number again, Dave, give the number.
772-287-6388.
All right, again, that's 772-287-6388 at the Grace Place, taking part in opening their doors and opening up their hearts and welcoming men from all over the Treasure Coast. Come and be a part of the men's conference, Fearless. And I see Isaiah 41:10 on the front.
Yes, sir. That's that tells us that God's in control. And he supports us with his righteous right hand.
Righteous right hand.
The key word is righteous.
Righteous. There you go. Great graphics there on the front. You know, reminds me of my brother. He loved to surf and get out there. And, you know, I kind of think about a lot of people, they're being moved by the wrong wave.
Very true.
You saying that reminds me of a guy I helped at my church, Josh. He does surfing as well, aside from helping with cleaning up and all the stuff at the church.
Oh, okay. So he is a surfer also, but amen. So this is a great... Dave, what have you taken out of the previous conferences? You've been involved in these.
Yes, sir. Well, number one, it's a good shot in the arm spiritually. It lets you see you're not by yourself. There's other men out there that are in the same boat. But the best part about it is you get together and fellowship, love on one another, and pray for one another. The key is praying for one another and praying together. And I've been trained and had a friend encourage me, and I do it, that if you talk to somebody to have a need and say, well, I'll pray for you. No, do it right
then.
Let's pray now. And God has done some amazing things, Jonathan. I'm just amazed and overwhelmed by God's power through prayer. And it does work. And that's what this men's conference is all about. We men are the key to turning the Treasure Coast upside down for the Lord Jesus Christ.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Tell us a little bit about the Grace Place while you're here.
Okay.
I mean, for a lot of years, I dragged Pastor Rick in here, and I think I even had Karen in maybe on one occasion or so. And I haven't had as much time to build relationships with Steve Bray, Pastor Bray, yet. But
The Grace Place, the official start was 1977. My wife and I came in 1978, so we have been blessed, overwhelmingly blessed, to see the whole thing come together. We bought the land, built the first two buildings, and did a lot of sweat equity. But then we had some pastors that for about 10 years. Then Rick came in 93, and God has really blessed it. And Rick has had a vision, and you see the campus we have today because of that vision. And we've reached out. We have many ministries, CR, with self-recovery. We have a divorce care. We have a grief share for those who have lost a loved one. We have men's and women's Bible studies. We have children's group. In fact, they're having upward sports soccer starting. So if you want interested in getting your child into upward sports soccer, we'll call the church. And 772-287-6388, and they will lead you to the right person to get your child signed up for soccer. So it's just amazing. Plus, we have what they call our community table every Saturday. They cook a meal and then take about 7 or 8 or 10 locations. And we're feeding about between 1,200 and 1,300 people a weekend every Saturday. So if you're interested in that, it starts cooking about 7 o'clock. There's three divisions, the cooking, the ones that cook the food, the ones that put it in the boxes and get ready for delivery. Then the groups go out and deliver them.
That's a big deal, isn't it?
Golden Gate and Indiantown. So God has blessed the Grace Place with many ministries, with many hearts that, you know, working together to do one thing, let Christ be known on the Treasure Coast.
Amen. How many meals go out? That's like hundreds, isn't it?
It's about 12 to 1,300 every weekend.
12 to 1,300.
Yeah. And God's been supplying the need. So with Grace Place, this is a partnership with the Grace Place. And we see God do some amazing things. And we're praying now. We pass out the meals and we talk to them. And do you have a need? And they pray right there.
That's awesome.
And some people have some sad stories, but some people are accepting Christ because of of God's power through this ministry.
Amen. And the Grace Place, huge blessing to me, my family, my brother, and his wife attended for years, and my oldest sister attended for an extended period of time, and my wife and I, from the time we were married, in the beginning, before the Grace Place, it was the Community Bible Chapel, and we were part of that, and then over on Salerno Road, part of my ministry beginnings were right there with the church, and so all over the area, I know Pastor Sam Chess, and he was a part of the church in the day, and so it's had a strong witness. Other churches have been birthed out of it throughout the region, and so that's a great thing. Well, Dave, one more time, tell us about the men's conference.
Somebody's just
turning on the radio. This is Wednesday Live, but we have David Cantrell. He's with the Grace Place Church talking about a men's conference coming up on the 3rd of February.
This is called No Regrets, and it's a one-day event that transforms men's lives by empowering them to walk in the loving, trusting obedience of Jesus Christ. And that's what we need to do. It's Saturday, February 3rd. Doors open at 8:30. There's a $30 registration fee, which includes lunch. But like's been said, a generous donor has given 15 tickets. So if you'll call the church at 287-6388, area code 772, and tell them if you heard this on the air that you want to sign up for one of the free tickets, they will take the pertinent information, put you down, and get you signed up, and come join us on February 3rd.
All right. And some of you wives out there and maybe daughters out there are saying, hey, I'm going to do something great for my father or my husband. I'm going to bless him, and we're going to cancel everything else so they can get over there and be a part of this men's event. That's a great thing. All right, we're going to go to a song at this time. We're going to be back in just a few moments. We have more guests going to be joining us. Keep your dial set, 89.9, and this is the Good News Station, WCNO in Palm City, Florida. We definitely want to see revival in the land.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That is our prayer. That is our faith together as we stand and seek God. And we have Tim and Maria with us from the Daniel Fast.
Hello.
Treasure Coast Daniel Fast. You all are our champions and coaches, and you've been out here just calling the body of Christ to pursue God. To pursue God, we need revival, and God is the only answer to the needs of our world, and a personal relationship through Jesus Christ is so important. Well, we've been on this journey. Tim, welcome. Maria, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And, you know, I was just, you know, asking Tim and Maria if there was anything left of Tim. He looks all slim and trim, and, you know, this Daniel Fast has been good. But the point is, we're feasting on Jesus while we lay aside some of the frills and thrills of the flesh. We literally take this real serious, that when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that everything else we need is going to be added to us. And so we apply that in such a way to where the first of the year, we start the first of the year out with a season of laying some of the flesh issues aside and just seeking God. So thank you for calling us to this fast. And you've been joining us here at the station, what, this third year? I think. Third year here at the station.
Yes, it is the third year.
Yeah, so this is awesome. Tell me what's been going on, and of course we want at some point to talk about what do you do after the fast. So let's start, and we have some books to give away. Maria, we're going to go to you first, because you put together a recipe cookbook.
Yes.
I think you did, or did Tim do it?
No.
This is Maria.
Tim doesn't like that type of food.
He doesn't. Oh, he doesn't like this type.
No. Okay. He likes sweet meat and potatoes.
Oh my!
I'm of Irish descent.
Yeah, no, he's from Irish descent, and if there is no meat, he's in depression.
Oh, he's in depression.
Food depression.
But that's part of the fast, is it not?
Yeah, yeah.
It definitely reminds us that we're doing something, and I can't tell you
sacrifice.
How many times.
Sacrifice.
When the old belly said, help down here. Yeah. Did you forget me? And that, because the difference in the food definitely has an impact on our health overall. And I have to tell you, I'm sleeping more soundly. Mm-hmm. I've slept better during that was after I got through like the first 3 days. Some of the soundest sleep I've had in years. I'm having right now. Praise God. Get up in the morning, and am ready to go. And you know, focus. We're focusing on some things we're praying for. Tim, you're going to tell us about that. Maria, tell us about the cookbook, because you've made some available to give away. So if people want to call us.
Cookbook is designed for those who wants to do a Daniel fast. During the Daniel fast, sometimes people ask me what I should eat.
Yes.
What is my meal should consist of? And I try to explain to them, okay, go to the book, like the orange book, which is workbook, and you're going to see some ideas in the back of the book. If you open the book, you're going to see in the page 138 suggested meal options. But suggestion is not the same as the recipe. Right. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I can suggest a lot of things, but the moment I suggest it, you forget about it, you go home and say, now what?
Yeah. Yeah. But I look in here in this cookbook and I see potato corn chowder. Mm-hmm. Mm. Now that sounds really good to me. I'm sorry Tim doesn't like stuff like that, but I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
And roasted vegetable salad with lime green sauce.
Yes. Mm.
That sounds awesome to me.
Yeah.
And you know, portobello chicken salad. These are things that sound really good. Now I did. I think I saw something in here. Yeah, kale. I could miss. I wouldn't go to that page. But avocado salad. There's all kinds of salads. There's breads, porridge, barley, berry, chia breakfast bowls. There's a lot of stuff in this cookbook that is available. So the point is, God not only gave you vision to call the body of Christ to pray for revival, to fast, to utilize the Daniel fast, but God also gave you direction to put together a Daniel fast workbook.
Workbook, yes.
Which is a great tool. How can people find these online?
Yes, they can find it online, and also they can find it through the Amazon, and they can find it in a radio station.
That's true. Actually, there's some free copies, right?
Yeah, it's a free copy. People can just call and ask for a free copy, or they can donate any amount of money. It's going to go towards the radio station.
See, this is a blessing from Tim and Maria. They've donated these books, and we've been sending them out. You've been calling in. We've been giving them out because their vision is to get people praying and get people seeking God, and to see our nation saved. Tim, I want to jump to you for just a moment. Talk to me about the focus of this mission. We're talking about revival. What scripture and what was God birthing inside of you in regards to calling the body of Christ together?
Well, it all revolved around the scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, that we're to turn our faces back to the Lord. And that was a moment where revival came to my mind, and when Maria started putting these books together, it just all dovetailed together to where revival, fasting and praying for revival in our land. But more than that, we all have unsaved family members, and it starts with praying for unsaved family members to come to saving grace through Jesus Christ, which then in turn changes our families, which changes our communities, which changes our cities, which changes our churches, which changes our state, and changes our whole country. And that is where revival starts to spark. A spark for revival starts in our own hearts, sharing the gospel with others, which dovetails so well with the mission of WCNO.
Absolutely.
Mm. So this is such a wonderful marriage of fasting, praying, and getting the word out to those who may not hear or may haven't heard and may now hear the word of God.
So have you been hearing from participants? I mean, this started on the 8th of January, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we have people.
It's going through the 28th. Yes, we have had people contact us through our website, which, by the way, is danielfast.org. And there's a contact us page there. We've had several people give us their prayer requests. I have a sheet of paper here.
Wow, just loaded
with
prayer
my
requests.
Notes of prayer requests. And we're so thankful for that we can pray with and for other people and their families, not just our family, and everybody in an organized fashion for 21 days can come together, pray and fast, humble themselves, seek the face of the Lord. And the Lord has promised, and he never breaks his promises, he has promised to heal our land.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah, this is powerful. This is powerful. So, Maria, I like the fact that this is not a call to starve.
Diet.
It really is. It's a diet.
It's a diet. It's similar to, I cannot say Noah.
Okay.
But could you imagine Noah stay a whole year in a ark?
Yes.
With a similar diet?
Mm-hmm.
Because in that time they
hadn't thought about that. Yeah, that's interesting.
They never have a meat. The meat was allowed after the flood.
After they got out.
So basically he is staying that diet, because what happened if he eat meat? He's going to eat all the animals that time.
They have no animals left, right?
Kind of defeats the purpose.
Defeat the purpose.
Oops.
A lot of laughter here today. It's awesome. Yeah. So Maria, in a sense, this is kind of like back to Eden.
Yeah. Because we have a couple covenants in the Bible. One of them was the Adam covenant, and then we have a Noah covenant, and then we have the Mosaic covenant, and then we have a Jesus covenant. Yeah. And through all these covenants, we see if Jesus is on the same page.
Yeah.
So sometimes Jesus mentioned Noah, like in the days of Noah.
Right.
That means, hey, he recognized that the flood happened and things happening, and what the diet was and what the fasting in that time occurred. So so I think when the Daniel started fasting, he already know that.
Yeah.
He already know that, because certain parts of the Mosaic covenant was connected with the Noah.
Yes.
So they kind of overlap. We just mostly confirm in the Mosaic covenant.
Maria, Daniel said something that has just stuck in my mind. I'd like you to address it. He purposed in his heart to not defile himself with the king's meat.
Yes, in that time they have a meat, which sometimes this meat was offered to a prisoner or to animals and was defiled.
Or an idol, or?
Or the idol, or who knows to what.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't sure. He was brought from Egypt, from Babylon, I'm sorry, from Babylon.
Right.
And when he brought from Babylon, could you imagine going to a foreign country? Let's say you go to Philippines, or you go to some country, Jumbo Bumbo
country, different culture.
All different culture, and you're a prisoner there, and now you have to, you see there is a bottle of blood, and there is a, like people eat snakes, like certain country they eat that, and all of a sudden you see different things that you're not used to.
Yep.
And what are you going to do? What's your first reaction?
Mm-hmm.
If you ask to eat in order to be strong and healthy, you're going to go to things that are familiar to you, that your mother and father and your culture it's in the God gives you. God set apart Israel for reason. He set that people for the day to stay apart, not to be homogenized. I'm going to use that word because homogenization is much more blending than other things. To that other, the one that actually the Babylonian has to offer.
Yes.
So that's why he have to set apart. Now what we're doing, we're setting apart ourselves, and we try not to defile ourselves with the world.
Yeah.
And during the fasting. Fasting is very important. Some people say, oh, I'm going to adopt my own fasting. What you talking about? You want to do a secular fasting or God fasting?
Yeah.
I don't think the Israeli has that option.
Mm.
They either do it the way the Mosaic law say, or the way they are brought, what God teach them to do, or they don't do it at all.
Yeah,
they don't want to defile.
And of course, we know that that fasting can be a tremendous part of our spiritual journey, or it can just be something that we do. Because Israel, if their heart wasn't in it, God says, what about this fasting? What, even their sacrifices, the whole system.
Yes.
If their heart was not totally in it, there really was no value in it.
Yeah.
And so this is, you know, when Daniel said he purposed not to defile himself, he was saying, this is significant to me in my personal relationship with God. And Daniel was a man of prayer. He was a man of faith, but he was also a man of conviction.
Conviction.
And discipline. And he was willing to really take a stand against the norm, which that's what was going on there. Everybody else and the king, they were expecting. And when I think about the cook, the chef, and the whole team that's preparing these special meals, I mean, they were concerned for their life because what if this doesn't work?
Yeah.
You know, they were concerned. But Daniel had such a firm, steadfast faith in God. He knew that this was right to do. And so, you know, the Daniel fast is not telling you you have to do this. It's not law. It's out of a personal call. It's not law. It's a call.
Yes.
I believe it's a call of God that calls us to humble ourselves. And that's part of that scripture you were saying, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If my people will humble. Often we say, well, if the wicked would just get saved, this would solve the problem. But God looks at the people that call themselves by his name. He identifies that. And when we say we're Christians, are we not saying we're Christ followers? And so this is a awesome time of the year. The fast is not, I mean, as far as this season, is not over until the 28th, so we still have 4 days. What if someone's just listening today and said, well, I've never really fasted, I haven't been a part, is it too late for them to join today?
Never is too late.
It could be one meal. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Could be anything that they decide, just give it to try and see how it's worked for you. And it's not about like, it's a call, it's a matter of your, because God say, my house will be house of prayer.
Amen.
So how, and also he added that if you have a certain conditions or certain request, you need to fast and pray, because that's the only way it's going to navigate that issue.
Amen.
So it's kind of a marriage. Fast and prayer is that they go together, and they can be done anytime, any place, anywhere.
And so we're welcoming you today to join. And incidentally, Tim and Maria have made available, we have a few copies of the Daniel Fast cookbook and a few copies of the Daniel Fast workbook. And we also have this is an awesome sermon journal, where it's a journal that you can take with you to church. You can take notes. It's awesome, and it's consolidated. It's together. And I haven't got into this book yet, The Bible, Jesus, and Me. And I'm going to have you back just to talk about this book and how this came to be written. We don't have time this morning to cover all of this. But we do have some books available. Thank you to Tim and Maria. Give us a call. Karen, let's get those phone numbers out.
Yes, that number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
All right, 772-221-1100. Call in and say, I want one of the Daniel Fast books. I'm listening. Maybe you are saying, well, the time's almost up. I don't know if it would be applicable. Get it and prepare, because there will be more opportunities to fast in this year later in the year. Yes. In fact, when is your next fast? Personally, I think you all have another fast.
Before Easter.
Before Easter. Okay.
Before Easter, and then summertime is optional for okay. most people, but if they want to do it, it's still there. And then before Yom Kippur, during the Yom Kippur.
During the
like
Yom Kippur.
Before and after. So okay. Yom Kippur is included.
Okay. Now, we only have a couple minutes left. What happens after the fast? How do you come off the fast? What happens next?
The next, you continue at least once a week.
One day, a meal?
One day a week.
Oh, you're saying to continue. To set aside one day in the week where you go through. It's a bit of self-cleansing, isn't it? Physical. There's a measure of that, maybe?
It depends of the... You have to be persistent in prayer and fasting.
Yes, yes.
So it's like exercise.
Right.
If you don't do it, you're not going to have strong muscles. And I don't like exercise, but I give you that example.
Okay.
But
well, Tim, she said you
understood.
You don't like to eat what's in the cookbook, but she's saying, you know, exercise is one of those things.
Yes, well, I struggle with exercise. I don't like exercising. I think it's aimlessly, but I don't think I think it's healthy. So what are you going to choose? What I feel or what is actually reality?
So the point is, if you're going to fast one meal, you're going to fast a day, you're going to fast 21 days, or you're going to continue to fast a day every week, let's not lose the ground we've gained. And let's not lose our focus that God is the answer for our families, for their salvation, for healing in our families, for reconciliation. A lot of families need to have reconciliation, and our nation and our world. And you know, we think of Israel today, and we every week try to lift up Israel in prayer, just knowing that God's heart is toward His people. His covenant still is there, and God is looking to bring salvation to Israel and deliverance. And of course, we pray that all would come to faith in Jesus Christ. Yes. You know, that would solve the problem in the Middle East
immediately.
It would solve the problem in the Middle East if they just came to Christ.
Yes.
Well, we are out of time. We do thank you. We are going to jump to a song, and we're going to continue to focus on the Lord. And I'm excited about what's going to happen next. And please put us on your calendar. Come back in. We want to talk about some of these other books you've written. And as we have fast through the year, we will make available from the few books that you've given us. And listen, again, call us if you'd like to have a Daniel Fast recipe cookbook, which would be good now for anybody. We will cover the cost to ship it to you. We just want to encourage people, be a part of what God's doing.
Yes.
And I know you had dozens of books, hundreds of books that people have bought this year.
Yes.
Over 1,000 now.
Over 1,000, praise God.
Over 1,000 people, yes.
And Tim, we should mention that I have at least one Spanish workbook in my hand.
Bueno.
So give us a call, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. God bless you. It's awesome to have you with us today. And you're very dear friends. And we look forward to God bringing a great awakening, and we see signs of revival already, and we're very thankful for it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If my people who are called by my name will just humble themselves and pray, we're going to transition. Stick with us. We have another guest that's going to come in the last few minutes of the morning, and keep your dial set 89.9.
If my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray. If they seek my face and turn from their sins, I will hear. forgive, and I will heal the land. If my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, if they see my face and turn from their sins, I will hear, I will forgive, and I will heal their land. My eyes shall be open, and my ears will attend to the prayers that are spoken from the hearts of humble men. I have chosen and blessed you, that my name may be yours. I've set my heart upon you, and my love will always endure.
And again, we're so glad you're listening today. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. This is Wednesday Live, and we have had a busy morning. And now I'm welcoming Barry Osselbrook with us from Taken TV.
Absolutely right.
And you have a guest with you.
I do, Pastor Anthony Jankowski.
I was going to call him Andrew, but Anthony works.
It does.
Yeah, Anthony works.
He'll answer
that. He's one of the disciples, right? I mean, Andrew was a disciple, but Anthony is too, right?
Absolutely.
He is now.
He is now. All right. Barry, you're a wonderful friend of WCNO, and you have networked us with a lot of great people. And you are being used of the Lord. From the first time I heard some of your vision, I knew that God was up to something, and I believe it's exploding. It's getting ready for that synergism of the Holy Spirit and other giftings from other people starting coming. Tell us what's going on. What's happening? I know you have some great news that we need to hear.
Yeah, we're so excited. Taken TV is now getting ready to launch the actual Treasure Coast Christian Ministry channel, which will be composed of about 10 churches in the area on the Treasure Coast, and we're just so excited to be doing this. We're going to be able to really just target the Treasure Coast and not only be able to get out the messages of all the churches, but we're also going to be able to find the advertisers as well that really have some awesome, you know, products or services to offer
to bring
as well as other ministries and other nonprofits that we can actually now make a difference for, because we're going to be appealing to a local audience instead of where we were on a national audience. Now we'll actually have listeners or viewers that will be able to contribute to these businesses and to these ministries. And like
Excellent.
Pastor Anthony says, we'll actually be able to put seats in the churches.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, how is Anthony connected with Taken?
Well, he has actually launched his own channel on Taken, which is called the Alpha
Agape Love.
Agape Love. Thank you.
Agape Love. Okay,
I get that. Yeah, Agape Love channel, and he's bringing all sorts of ministries from all over. A lot central to Jacksonville, but a few in this area as well, and it keeps growing. We just got another one today, so yes. He's doing very well, and he's helping us actually market Taken TV.
Okay, so tell me how this works, and I even see there's a free podcast or a video session or something here that may be available. Tell us about that, okay. Anthony.
We just wanted to encourage your listeners that if you wanted to give something away on their air today,
we give away, however you want to do it, a free session. They can come speak about anything kingdom. We're trying to promote the kingdom first and foremost, and then obviously build people's brand, build people's ministry, put people in the chairs, like you said, in the local churches. So
that's good.
However you'd like to give that away, they can come and we'll give all the details to them.
Okay, is there a phone number? Is there a web page? How can people connect with you and make that happen?
Absolutely. They can call me at 727-422-4374. Again, 727-422-4374. I hope I got that right. Or Barry@TakenNetwork.tv.
Barry@TakenNetwork.tv.
Yeah.
All right, so Pastor's listening, and he's just wondering, well, how does this work? Maybe the church is live streaming. Maybe they're on YouTube. Maybe they're, you know, they have a little bit of media. How does this connect? And they may say, you know, what does it cost? How can I be a part of the network? And how does it work for the local body?
Well, that's a good question. Exactly how it works is we meet with the pastor. We find out what their needs, what they're trying to accomplish in their church. You know, what they're trying to grow or.
What their vision is,
yep. Exactly. And we'll create a plan to help them do that, whether it's through doing a podcast, doing the live sermon, a whole complete service on there, or just their sermon. So okay. We make that all available to them, and we give them the options of being on several different channels, being on Roku TV, Apple TV, Fire Stick, and as well as the podcast platforms Spotify, iHeart, and iTunes. So we give them a lot of potential to get exposure.
So this is huge. So if you were talking about Jacksonville, Anthony,
yes,
so these are kind of like a huge advantage is that in a region, people say they're doing a search for ministries or churches in a region. This would come up? Is that the way it works? So
that's how we want to build it. Right now, we're going to start with Jacksonville and then a Treasure Coast. We have people in Okeechobee. We want to do Tampa. So we'll literally start these groups of churches. This way, it could help with local ministries that are involved in that area as well, not just the church. The church can do their midweek service. They can do their regular Sunday service. They could promote anybody. We all cross-promote, so we're doing this kingdom 100%. Mm. Therefore, you can promote any other ministries you want. So that's the beauty of having a channel is you could help the ministries you choose to help.
So really, in every home and in every phone,
yes,
the gospel's being carried, and this brings some... it brings some relationship and networking to it, and it can be regionally placed. Barry, we've talked about this before, but sometimes there'll be a ministry that a program I'm watching, and all of a sudden there's an advertisement. I think you mentioned for like underwear or alcohol or something.
Yeah, I did.
So, you know, if you're a church, as far as the person, unless they know better, they may think, oh, well, you know, the church is sponsoring this.
Exactly.
Because it looks like the church is sponsoring that. You know, this is a part of the program.
Exactly.
And actually, those organizations are making money off the church. That's what's happening.
Exactly.
And so they're advertising. They're making money off the church. And what at least my team has told me, we don't have the means of controlling what the world is going to do around our programming. And so why Taken? Because how does that work with Taken? Do we have crazy promotions and ads, or do you get to decide, you know, we're only going to let wholesome things on here?
Absolutely. I mean, and I guess I'm allowed to say the service that we were talking about is like YouTube. You know, a lot of pastors and ministries, they put their services on YouTube.
Yeah,
and
our church
you
stuff.
Control no way what's on YouTube.
No way.
And right in the middle of your service, they can break and show an underwear commercial. And that's, I mean, we were in the middle of praise and worship, and there were about six guys in the room, and we're like praising and good. Oh, what's that?
Yeah.
That really broke it.
Yeah.
So that that's where we realized that that is essential to what we do. Yeah. So we do have ads, but they're for ministries. They're for you know, Christian organizations and Christian businesses. You're not going to see an underwear or cigarette commercial or a beer commercial on Taken TV. Right. You're just not going to see it. So that is lying. So, I mean, yes, you can get on all these free services. Everybody says, well, why take Taken TV over YouTube? It's free.
Right.
Because of that reason. Because why do you want your message exposed to that type of environment? You know, that.